This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Talks aimed at salvaging Iran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal with world powers adjourned Friday, following a round marked by tensions over new demands from Tehran. Participants said they aim to resume quickly, though they haven't yet firmed up a date. At a news conference, Enrique Mora, the EU diplomat who was chairing the talk, said he hopes more talks would be held over the next few weeks. Current talks in Vienna between the remaining signatories to the 2015 nuclear agreement opened November 29th after a gap of more than 5 months caused by the arrival of a new hardline government in Iran. The United States has participated indirectly in those talks because it withdrew from the accord under former President Donald Trump 3 years ago. President Joe Biden has signaled that he wants to rejoin that deal. The United Nations Human Rights Council voted Friday to set up an independent investigation into abuses in the Ethiopian conflict after a senior UN official said there had been violations on all sides and mass arrests under a government crackdown. Nada Al-Nashif is the UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, saying that without significant accountability, efforts and international mechanism could be an important complement. The U.S. State Department, in a statement Friday, said it was gravely concerned about reports alleging mass detentions, killings, and forced expulsions of ethnic Tigrayans in Western Tigray by Amhara security forces. It said the United States is urging Ethiopian authorities to investigate the reports to determine their veracity and to commit to inclusive, transparent processes to hold responsible those accountable. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pfizer is shifting gears during test of its COVID-19 vaccine in babies and preschoolers. The drug maker had been giving kids 5 and younger to special low doses of vaccine shots, each a tenth of an adult dose. But a preliminary analysis finds 2 to 4 year olds did not have a strong an immune response as expected. So Pfizer is now testing 3 shots instead of 2 and had planned to release data from the kids' study by year's end. And it's unclear how a dosing change will delay the push to start vaccinating the nation's youngest children. Pfizer and its German partners say if 3-dose study is successful, they plan to apply for emergency authorization sometime in the next 6 months. A rioter from the January 6th attack on the Capitol has been sentenced to more than 5 years in prison, the most so far for anyone sentenced in that insurrection. Robert Palmer from Largo, Florida, was seen on video attacking police officers with a fire extinguisher on January 6th and was briefly pepper sprayed by police before attacking officers again with a pole. Palmer wept as he told the judge after watching a video of his actions he couldn't believe what he was seeing. In a handwritten note to the judge, Palmer said he felt betrayed by former President Donald Trump and his allies who fed them conspiracy theories. The sentence is 63 months, surpassing the 41 months for Jacob Chansley, the Arizona man with a horn fur hat, bare chest, and face paint, and Scott Fairlamb, the first person charged. British socialite Ghislaine Maxwell has declined to testify as defense rested in her sex trafficking trial. Defense rested Friday in the trial of the British socialite. 59-year-old Maxwell told U.S. District Judge Allison J. Nathan she would not testify in her defense, saying the government has not proven its case beyond a reasonable doubt. Maxwell, who was romantically involved with and later worked for financier Jeffrey Epstein, is being tried on sex trafficking charges stemming from her interactions with 4 teenage girls from 1994 to 2004. Epstein is said to have killed himself at a federal lockup in August 2019 while awaiting his own sex trafficking trial. Closing arguments in the Maxwell trial are set for Monday. Down day on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 1.48%. The S&P 500 lost 1.03%. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 0.07%. There is more at voanews.com. Again, at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.